They score, they have nothing to lose. They punch in and get the two, they win the game, and they're district champs. So this play is very significant, which is why I'm not surprised a veteran coach like Coach Schelke calls timeout and sets up the play of his choice and makes sure everybody is on the right page. But this Bearcat defense, even though they might have got shocked right there on the first down, don't be surprised if they put up a heck of an effort here to, with their backs against the wall. That's when they are at their best.
Each team gets an additional timeout per quarter, per overtime. T formation, Anderson, center, same exact formation. From the 3 yard line, Anderson, there's the snap. Hand off to his third option, Devin Puff gets down to the end zone. 2-point conversion is good. Devin Puff converts on the first 2-point conversion on the night between both teams. And now Harbor Beach leads 20-12. Halfway through this first overtime. So Harbor Beach connects on the maximum amount of points. They have 8 points in this first overtime. It's now 20-12. Ubley will get the ball at the 10-yard line, same end zone. 4 chances to punch it in and get a 2-point conversion.
That's a pretty impressive statement there. You lose the coin toss, but you go ahead and score first and get the first 2-point conversion of the game. That is huge for Harbor Beach. Now, if you're Ubley, your advantage of winning the coin toss is knowing what you have to do now to win the game. Unfortunately, you cannot win the game, but you must score a touchdown and get the 2-point conversion, which they have not been able to do.
Devin Puff brings in the 2-point conversion on the carry from 3 yards out. Now Ubley on offense. Harbor Beach has not been able to stop this Ubley offense in the fourth quarter. That's how they had set up that 91-yard drive. Harbor Beach's line is trying to fire up the team. T formation. First and 10 from the 10 in overtime. Hand off to Ethan Lemke right up the middle. He gets out to about the 7-yard line before forward progress is stopped by Evan Smoglinski. Ethan Lemke had a 3-yard gain. Second down from the 7-yard line. Harbor Beach only had 10 men on the field there, so avoid disaster again for the Pirates tonight.
Well, you could see the sideline going crazy looking for a timeout, but unfortunately they were nowhere near an official, and this home crowd is now absolutely lit right up. So they were fortunate to only give up a couple yards on first down.
Second down from the 7-yard line. Ubley needs a touchdown and a 2-point conversion. Hand off to number 12, William Spicer, down to about the 1-yard line before Fort Progress is stopped, maybe actually about the 2-yard line. A 5-yard gain, tackle made by Devin Finkel, which saved that touchdown. William Spicer had a whole head of steam on him there. Third down in from the 2-yard line now for the Ubley Bearcats.
Wow, that's a big play for the Bearcats, because when you only get 2 on first down, when you can get 7 on second down, now it's maybe a long 6. Now all of a sudden you got 2 plays to punch it in. Where if you're Harbor Beach, you really didn't want to give up that many. You wanted to keep that as a 2 or 3 yard gain and really make them sweat on third down.
Sweeney under center, 3 yards inside the right hash at the 2-yard line. Hand off to Ethan Lemke down to about the 1-yard line. He's short of the end zone. So now a 4th down from the 1-yard line. Ubley needs to score. Evan Smoglinski on the stop. And the 1-yard line, Ubley facing 4th down. In overtime, Harbor Beach 20, Ubley 12.
All right, now this play is huge for the Bearcats. They must score, but they need the 2-point conversion to prolong this overtime. So Harbor Beach only allows a yard there, 4th down and 1. We spoke before the game that these two teams are playing their best football right now. So what better than to see these two teams go to overtime and have this play decided from 1 yard away from the end zone on 4th and 1.
Working off the right hash, Casey Sweeney under center. Hands it off to 44, Shane Ozentoski, touchdown Ubley. Shane Ozentoski punches it in from 1 yard out on 4th down, and the Ubley Bearcats are in the end zone. Now they need to go for the 2-point conversion to tie Harbor Beach from the 3-yard line.
Both teams failed on their first two 2-point conversion attempts. Harbor Beach gets the third one. Can the Bearcats do the same to force another series of overtimes?
2-point conversions critical. Ubley 0 for 2 and on in regulation from 2-point conversions. So is Harbor Beach. Going for 2 to tie this one up at 20 apiece. Both sidelines fired up. Casey Sweeney under center. This one, potentially, if Harbor Beach makes a stop for all the marbles. Casey Sooney, Case quarterback keeper around the right side, down to the corner of the end zone, in two-point conversion is good. We're going to overtime again. Casey Sooney barely got the pylon into the edge of the end zone, and we are tied 20-20 at the end of the first overtime, and we're going to double overtime now, 20-20.
These two teams don't get any more even tonight on this field, and that's a pretty gutsy call from 2 yards away to ask your quarterback to run all the way to the sideline and get into the pylon, get into the end zone, but Casey Sweeney enough speed in the tank and gets to that pylon and forces double overtime.
Double overtime at 20 apiece. It was 12-12 at the end of regulation. Both teams get a touchdown and a two-point conversion. Harbor Beach scores in their first play of overtime. Ubley on fourth down from the one-yard line. And then the two-point conversion, Casey Sweeney scampers in from all the way from under center on the right hash all the way to the corner of the end zone.
Yeah, I find it quite humorous, Clark, that Harbor Beach's defense did better with only 10 guys on the field. How does that work? You know, they do a better job on first down with 10 guys on the field. They put the 11th guy in the field and give up 7 yards. It's unbelievable how tightly contested this game has been, and that goes to show you how gap presence and understanding what hole you need to fill, how it matters. It doesn't matter how many players you have on the field. It's knowing what your responsibility is and maintaining that presence, and they'll be Bearcats. They are as gritty as a team as you're going to find, and they do an excellent job with their backs against the wall, fourth down and one, converting for the touchdown and the two-point conversion that's eluded them all night long. And let's do it again for double overtime. So, right, I believe that's correct.
That's right.
This time now we're going to switch it. Ubley Bearcats offense just scored. They're going to come back on the field yet again. We're going to rotate. Now Ubley goes first, and the Harbor Beach offense now will come on the field second.
From the 10-yard line, first down for the Ubley Bearcats on the far right side of your radio. It's now 20-20 in double overtime. We call this the backyard brawl for a reason. Quarterback keeper Casey Sweeney around the right side, down to about the 5-yard line, and stopped at the 4-yard line. Tackle made by Nathan Seaman, number 16 at the 4. Second down and goal to go from the 4-yard line in double overtime for the Ubley Bearcats.
Boy, it seems like when the Bearcats need it, they can call Casey Sweeney to the sideline almost every time. It just seems like it's there for them to get the yards that they need. They needed it on the two-point conversion. They go right back to it on first and 10, and he gets 6. That is a huge play to start this series in overtime.
From the 4-yard line, second down on the right hash, T formation, Sweeney under center. Backfield is Ozentoski, Spicer, and Lemke for the Bearcats. 20-20, second down. Handoff to Ozentoski. Met at the 4-yard line at the line of scrimmage and nowhere beyond that. Big man 51, Kendall Gentner, nose guard for the Harbor Beach defense. Stops him for no gain. Third down from the 4-yard line for the Ubley Bearcats.
And Shane Ozentoski is the biggest back that Ubley has and arguably the most physical. But when you get hit the second you get the ball, that physicality is negated. And Kendall Gentner was able to slide off his offensive lineman and get into the backfield and hit Shane Ozentoski at the line of scrimmage and stand him up before other Pirates come into the play and make the tackle for no gain. And now you got third down and goal from the 4-yard line.
Sweeney splitting the hash marks. T formation as all night has been. Hand off to William Spicer. Gets down to about 2 yards, maybe all the way down to the 1-yard line. Tackle made by Kendall Gentner again. And it's now fourth down and goal to go from about the 1.5-yard line.
I think that's a good spot, Clark.
Very good
halfway
spot
between the 1 and 2 yard line. So a long one, 1.5 to go now for the Bearcats. Fourth and goal. Got to punch it in here, you would think, don't you?
Oh, you most certainly have to. Ubley facing a fourth and goal from the 1.5-yard line. 1.5 yards inside of the right hash as well. Sweeney, junior quarterback, 11th start and his career tonight. Handoff. Quarterback keeper Sweeney comes to the left side. He gets down and he's
stopped. Get it.
He is stopped at the 1-yard line. Casey Sweeney almost delved in. And here came the Harbor Beach front line and stopped Casey Sweeney at the 1-yard line. And now Ubley stopped in the double overtime. Tackle made by number 29, Devin Finkel, the senior linebacker with the stop of his career right there. And now Harbor Beach has the chance to punch it in and go for a district championship.
11 tackles on the evening for Devin Finkel, and he's the first guy there to slow down the Casey Sweeney momentum. The quarterback keeper, they go back to the well again, and this time they come up dry. The Harbor Beach defense makes the goal line stand. Mason Yon in on the tackle. Multiple Harbor Beach guys swarming in to complete the tackle. And now the Harbor Beach offense comes on the field. 4 plays from the 10-yard line. All they got to do now is punch it in and they win. Two-point conversion does not matter as the defense makes a big play.
Harbor Beach now on offense in this double overtime. Upbeat cannot score on their possession from the 10-yard line. Anderson under center. There's this handoff to Devin Fingle. Hits contact right away and falls forward out to about the 8-yard line.